right. 7:39, Triple Team Traffic starts again with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the worst delay right now is I-15's main line from Bangor Highway up through 90 south, almost to 7200 south before you get back to the speed limit. Road conditions pretty wet, but they get a little bit better as you get closer to downtown Salt Lake City. Bangor Highway still really slow. In fact, from almost 90 south to 5400 south, that's going to be a stretch I would recommend avoiding if possible. Take one of the other city streets and head north instead. Eric?
Had plenty of snow and wet conditions on I-80 as you move between the Valley and Park City this morning. And now we finally got a crash out there. This is on US 40 as you're approaching the Kearns Boulevard entrance to get towards Park City. This is on the southbound side and not causing any major delays at the moment. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking pretty good right now, although we've had windy conditions all morning long. You're still looking at pretty normal speeds. 20 minutes from Provo to the point. Heather?
Still have a stop-and-go drive southbound I-15 as you leave Antelope Drive and Layton. Go all the way past the Kaysville Ponds, and then speeds improve, and you should be good the rest of the way into Salt Lake, although it's getting very thick now between Beck Street and downtown. No delays yet on Legacy Parkway, and US 89 just getting a bit congested at some of the busier intersections. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.